This is KUNC. There's a lot of important equipment that musicians take with them when they go on the road. Instruments, speakers, microphones. But there's one more thing that is often overlooked, and it's the one thing that can make or break a career. KUNC Arts reporter Stacey Nick has more.
For more than a decade, a typical workday for Anthony Kovacs sounded a lot like this. Kovacs was the lead vocalist for the Chicago punk band Shotbaker, and even when he wasn't on stage, he says his daily life was pretty noisy.
When I wasn't on tour, I was working in music venues as a door guy or whatever I was doing, and so I was exposed to loud quite a bit. And at some point, I noticed that my hearing wasn't as sharp as it once was, and it actually started scaring me into wearing hearing protection.
Now his days sound more like this. Now he's Dr. Kovacs, the audiologist. And today he, along with several University of Northern Colorado audiology students, are in Fort Collins attending the music festival Bohemian Nights at New West Fest.
It was so loud last night that my ears were itching when I left that show.
The green room of the music venue, the Armory, has been turned into a makeshift waiting room. And it's packed with musicians and others in the music industry. They're here to get free custom-fit earplugs.
You're going to feel kind of like you're going underwater here.
Okay.
Not going nearly as deep as it feels.
Whippoorwill guitarist and banjo player Stacy Foster looks a little nervous about the long tube of silicone-based goo that's about to be inserted into her ear. But she's recently noticed problems with her hearing.
I do have some ringing. Not a whole lot, but I've noticed that in the last year. Usually have to ask what a couple times.
Foster admits she doesn't wear ear protection when she's performing, and even when she's at concerts as a fan.
I just get different kinds of earplugs, the little cheap ones. And if I don't have any, I'll usually grab a napkin at the venue or restaurant that I'm at and just shove them in my ears.
Dr. Kovacs isn't surprised that hearing protection hasn't been a big priority for musicians. There can be a lot of barriers.
With hearing protection, it can be challenging to communicate on stage and to, you know, hear your instrument with as much clarity as you need to, so it's challenging.
Traditional foam earplugs let in the bass and cut down the treble, Kovacs says, kind of like when you hear music at a party next door. Custom plugs cut down all the frequencies evenly.
So it's almost as if you just turn the volume down.
Kovacs didn't start wearing hearing protection himself until he started noticing a problem.
When I would go into the recording studio and the producer is saying, you know, you're flat, you need to sing in key. And I'm saying, no, I'm not, I'm dead on. I don't know what you're talking about. And he's going, no, you're flat. And I'm arguing with the producer about whether I'm flat or sharp or whatever.
Which is why the group Music Cares has been offering free earplugs to musicians. It's just one of the national nonprofit's outreach efforts, which include healthcare and alcohol and drug addiction counseling for musicians and others in the music industry. People like John Morse, the president of the local stagehands union, arrived with several of his employees to get fitted for earplugs.
Let me check your ears, make sure I didn't leave any souvenirs.
Okay, sounds good.
For 52 years, Morse has been working in theaters and music venues. He says hearing protection was never a priority.
We didn't think about it early on. Been probably wearing hearing protection for maybe 3 or 4 years only.
Oh, wow. So have you noticed any hearing problems?
They're holding up pretty well, thankfully, and I want to make sure that continues.
And for Dr. Anthony Kovacs, who still does the occasional show or recording session, one of his missions is spreading the word about hearing protection, especially to those who make music a major part of their lives. For KUNC, I'm Stacey Nick.